Not just Tani Aleph, but all the Basar B'chalav, really. Because now we're really, you'll forgive me, but we're really getting immersed in Basar B'chalav. It's cooking up. So, well, start with the following, which is the Kresi Uplesi's Kasha. I mentioned this Derek Agav last week, and I want to hit it on point, or 2 weeks ago, rather. I want to hit it on point today, because it's a bomb Kasha. It's a bomb Kasha that really, you know, almost like Rav Aaron Cutler said about Pnei Yeshua's Kasha in Chanukah, which slugs up all Chanukah. So it slugs up all of Basar B'chalav Teruvos. Well, not Basar B'chalav, but at least Basar B'chalav. Here's a Gemara in Nida, Daf Samich Aleph Amud Beis. Gemara need to bring down a Braisa. Rabbanon, Beged She'ovei Bo Kilayim, Harez Eloyim Kirenu Lo B'Kilchavim, B'Leis Enev Ridas D'Chavimah. If you have a Beged that has Kilayim lost in it, you're not allowed to sell it to an Oved Kochavim, right? Because Rashi says that Daso B'Kilchavim is Avim Le Yisrael. If I have a Beged She'ovei Bo Kilayim, the Goy is going to go sell it to a Jew. So if I have a Beged, I know there's Shatnas in it, I might say, okay, look, a Jew can't wear it. Sell it to a Goy. So, you know, if it's got a big, this is Shatnas label on it, it can't be removed. Wonderful. But if not, so can't sell it to a Goy, but he might turn around and sell it to a Jew. Tosos, v'im tomar, to live to beruba, nida daf samach alaf mabeiz, tosos diramas to beged shav bukilayim, live out to beruba. Kedarachin himself tomorrow, kabi sar nozir shenerag v'beged, So, Gemar has the same kasha in Maseches Tumur. Those who are learning the daf will get there, well, not before you know it, but before you know the daf, at least. So, we'll get there, right? So, in Tumur, Gemar has the same kasha, Lagabi a beged, that you wove into its sar nozir. Sar nozir is osir bahana. For the Gemara, the Vatal Baruba, Gemara says that you wove into it a design of a bird, so it's chosh if it's not bata. So Frank Tosfos, so Beged Shavli Kalayim, the Vatal Baruba, says the Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, the Lo Shayach Bittel Barov, Ella Kisha Isser M'ur of Beheter. Bittel Barov is when Isser and Heter get mixed together. You have Isser that mixes into Heter. But Aval kilayim shishneim heter, v'ne'esorim al yedei taroves, kach osur hamaruba kamohamuot. Says the Tosfos, if the iser is the mixture, so what are you going to say? It's heter, iser goes into heter, and it's rov heter. No, it's not. In other words, if I have a shtik cheleb, and the cheleb falls into basar, and this rov basar, good. So I've got a little bit of iser, a lot of heter, it's bal kabarov. If I've got a little bit in the vela mixes into more meat that's had there, good. So I've got had there, meruba ala iser, and it's bata barov. But if I've got had there and had there, and the iser is the mixture, so what are you going to say? If it's more had there than iser? The wool, the linen, they're both the iser. They're both the iser. That's Tosfos Yesod. So Tosfos Yesod is you take had there and mix them together. There's no bittul barov. Okay. What's the obvious kasha? So, basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav is heter and heter, right? It's ein and no hay. El b'basar behemet tahora. B'chalav behemet tahora. It's got to be kosher to begin with. Right? It's got to be chol yisrael, right? To begin with. And if not, it's not also. So it's only when it's heter and heter, and the heter creates the yisur. That's why we say chanan dafka by basu b'cholov and not by other yisur. At least according to Mechaber Shita, because the two things together are mutter. It's the yisur. There's a combination. So how's there ever a bittul barov by basu b'cholov? How's there a bittul b'shishim by basu b'cholov?
That's what the pasuk is necessary for. Without the pasuk, would be permitted.
Again.
You have a pasuk because without a pasuk it means that you go the other way halachically. So we have a pasuk that says it's aser. Without that, you're right.
Mutter, but the pasuk is saying it's aser.
Exactly.
I'm asking the following question, simple question, okay? I have a basic halachic question for you, Rabbi. I have a cholent. The meat cholent, it's got a lot of meat in it, and a drop of milk fell in. Okay, what's your first question for me? Okay, good. I would think. First question is, how much milk? Right? You know, when I'm looking at it, I would say 0.07 ounces of milk to 63.6 ounces of meat, approximately. It's a yekka who called. Right? You know, a Hasidic guy. It's a yekka who called. Right? So,
there was 1 ounce of milk in the churn, right?
Exactly an ounce of milk, and the churn got in there. Good, see? But Tosfos is saying it's not going to help you. The milk is had there. The meat is had there. The mixture is the isser. When you have a had there mixture, there's no bittul. Not going to help you. So the crazy you place the this kasha, not my kasha. It's a bomb of a kasha. And the crazy you place the answers. Anybody? You want to take a stab at it? Okay, what's going to help you, though? So, the place you place the answers with the following yisod. Very simple. He says, you have to understand derech bishul asur Torah. Torah only asurs basa b'chol, derech bishul. So, if there's no nisin as tam, you're correct. If the ratio of basa b'cholov is such that the cholov and the basa, or the basa and the cholov is minute enough, but it's not no saying tam, so then, it's going to be bata. Not bata. It's going to not be derech bishol, and therefore it can't aser it. Right? It's derech bishol aser Torah. If it's not derech bishol, it doesn't aser it. It's a very simple, elegant, beautifully assumed in the crazy place. The only problem with it is the following obvious question. Okay. So, let me ask you this. Rabbi, I got another question. I had milk fall into my shulam, but I got good news. Cholim was off. We had a power failure. Cholim pot was off. Friday night, it was cold. Milk fell in. Why? I want to eat it now. Don't ask me, but I want to eat it now. It sat there for, you know what? It sat there for 24 hours. Right? Sat there for 24 hours in there. Really, you know, sat and sat and sat. But I've eaten yeshiva food enough. I have an iron stomach. I want to eat it. Okay? Can I eat the cholim? And there isn't 60 to 1. There was 2 ounces of milk that fell into 60 ounces of meat this time. Can I eat the cholent?
No.
Why not?
It's mixed in.
But it wasn't cooked?
Well, as long as it's mixed in, I think
it's...
You could eat it.
Well, so far, are you a Karaite? if I call the Karaite Halachic Hotline, I'll get a hat to eat it. But we do rice, I can eat either Rabban and it's also. Right? Because even though Derech Bishol Asur Torah, but Shaloka Derech Bishol Asur Rabbanan. Right? So, if that's the case, if that's correct, then I don't get the crazy placey's response. Because then, all the crazy placey is telling me is that if I have Basar B'cholov that get mixed together in a ratio that's not able to give Tom, so it's not Derech Bishol, so it shouldn't be Asur Midel Raisa, fine. So, I'm a Rabbinic Jewish, it'll be Asur Midel Rabbanan. Meaning, how do you ever have a bittul b'shishim by Balsar b'cholov that makes it mutter l'chatti?
What? Can you explain what it means? That's not called derech bishul. Because bishul always will give a tam?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I'm cooking meat and milk together...
You're always going to get a taste.
So it's not bishul, a meat and milk together, if it's not in a ratio it's going to give any flavor to it. Meaning, cooking is going to accomplish one of two things.
Yeah.
It's going to change the flavor of the thing I'm cooking, or it's going to combine flavors, right? One of those two. If it's doing neither, it's not combining any flavors, so where's the cooking? Where's the derech bishul? So I think the answer to that is a very simple one. And that is that, if you think about it, there are times where derech bishul osra Torah is, there's an issur derabanan, and then there's derech bishul osra Torah, and it's even mutter lechatchila. There's no issur derabanan. So I think the gedder is very simple, and that's that the Rabbanon aser something if it's derech, not derech bishul, if you would take the same thing and be mevashel it, and it would be also midaraisa, right? In other words, if I asked you to taste, let's assume, for argument's sake right now, kovosh kimavushel means that it's maflit bechulo, and the entire flavor goes through, right? And let's say I said to you, okay, you're going to have a blind taste test, right? put a blindfold on you, you're going to taste chulent A had 1 ounce of milk cooked into 50 ounces of meat. Chulent B had 1 ounce of milk that sat there for 24 hours inside 50 ounces of meat. Okay? Now, tell me which one's which. So, assuming that the bishul is mafli to mavliya bikulo, or mavliya bikulo, and assuming that the kovash is mavliya bikulo, so you can't tell the difference, right? And if I would take that one that is now shaloka derech bishul because it's kovash, and I were to cook it, it'd be also midoraisa, like the Prima Garden tells us, right? That'd be a deoraisa. So if that's a deoraisa, so then the chachomim aser the shaloka derech bishul, because it can come to you with deoraisa. But if it's a shaloka derech bishul that can't come to you with deoraisa ever, if I have a mixture that does not have enough to give tam, so then I've already cooked it, but it can't come to a deoraisa because it's not enough to ever reach the threshold of derech bishul. In that case, it's mutter. In that case, it's mutter. Now, the crazy you place is a big chiddush, but I think it's a very simple point, and it would resolve a lot of things. First of all, the theory of bittul by Basar Bechalov and the theory of bittul by Shari Surim is not the same theory. Meaning, by other Surim, the pshat is I'm taking a davar aser, and I'm being bevatel the iser alts a din of rov, right? Or alts a din of the lack of nesinas tam in the mixture is a bittul, right? Here's not bittul per se. It's that it never comes to iser to begin with. By other Surim, I have a davar aser. And now I'm a vat of the Isser. I have a shame Isser. There's a bitl of the Isser. Here, there's no shame Isser b'chal. It's heter the entire time. That's number one. Number two, building on that, which I think is an important idea, we raised the question here the other week when we discussed the Isser of Ein, the din of Ein Bat Nisr b'chatchila, that if you understand like the Radvaza Shita, and like Rav Shimon Shkop says in the Shar Yosher, that if you hold of the idea of Yediyas HaTaroves, what it means is that bittul is only relevant once it's relevant, right? Bittul is only shayach once it has a negiyas to something. But there's no bittul if it doesn't have any halachic relevance. No one needs it to be batel. So we raise the question then. So if that's the case, so then the halacha should be that if I have, let's say, a little bit of milk that mixes into a large volume of water, that I can't then use that water with meat, right? The halacha should dictate then that if I have chalav that gets batel in something parv, that it should be also to have it with meat, because it's not batel really. There's no bittel now, meaning milk in water, milk in almond milk, right? There's no bittel because it's not nuget anything. It only becomes batel once I mix it with the meat. When I mix it with the meat, though, that's a gather of aim of alanis to the chatchila. Oh, but no, it's not. Because I'm not mevatel iser bichlav. It's that when I have the basar, the cholov rather, mixed into the mayim, or mixed into the almond milk, whatever else it's mixing into, so I have it mixed in a way that it can never come to be no saying tam, it can never come to derech bishul, it can never come to iser. So there's a big chiluk between iser, and I'm mevatel iser, I'm doing so lechatchila, versus heter, that is going to remain heter and can't come to Isser because it's already at a threshold where it can never come to a derech bishul.
Yeah.
And therefore, that would not be a concern with Alanis L'chatchil. The crazy uplasi applies this in one other area. The fabulous crazy uplasi, you think about it. Okay? I'll give you this scenario. Let's say...
So in other words, what you're saying is that when we talk about that cold meat and cold cheese over the bun, but still, it's got to be a situation where if you had cooked it, you'd be over the rice.
Correct.
Okay.
So, according to this crazy place, then there should never be a in Mabatlan Sahakhila by Basar Bechal. It's not bittul.
Well, one could argue, like the Svaros that say that the Isser of Ein Mabatlan Sahakhila is that you might not be Mabatlan properly, so that if I have a mixture of basar and chalav, and I'm dropping chalav into the basar, I might drop too much in. But if it's already mixed in, then there's no concern you won't be mevatel properly, right? So that would be like there's already a bittel, right? The point only there, if there's already a bittel of the iser in heter A, then everybody agrees I can move it into to Heter B, right? Because then there's no Xeri, you're not going to be Bakhtar properly, because enough. It's a good question, but I think that would resolve.
You could do Marbel.
What do you mean?
Like if you already dropped milk, well, I guess anyways you'd say Hanan, so it wouldn't matter.
Right, exactly. Milk would be worse, because you have a Hanan there. It would actually be worse in that regard. The crazy place he applies it as well, the following shaila. It's a fascinating idea. And that's the following. Let's say I have a basar b'chalav mixture. It's already been cooked, milk, meat together. They've been cooked. And then afterwards, there's something that's pogame the mixture. Right? I put afer b'mayim. So I put afer into it. I say, oh no, I've got a basar b'chalav mixture. Someone just texted me last night. I don't know why, you know, I don't know why, but he took his macaroni and cheese and microwaved it uncovered in the meat microwave. So I'm not going to ask you for a psak now, but, you know, microwaved it in the meat microwave. What the hell with the microwave? Of course, kidarkam bakodesh. He tells me, right, the microwave wasn't used since Friday. Used the microwave yesterday for the macaroni and cheese. So I know I can't eat the macaroni and cheese. What's the story with the microwave? Right? So I know I can't eat the macaroni and cheese, throw the microwave. So, you know, you let's say, let's assume for argument's sake that it's even better, right? You cooked a mamash, you heated up a pot of milk inside a pot that was a meat pot, shalahudcha yafa. Shalahudcha at all, right? It wasn't washed b'chol. You'd made a stew in there, you cleaned it out, you ate from it. It was not washed, it wasn't anything. There's meat pieces in there. You say, oh, you know what, I want to heat up some milk. I'll heat up some milk. And you look at it and go, oh my goodness. I just cooked milk in a pot full of meat, right? I have like exhibit A of basar b'chalav. Okay, so ask you this, the first question, which is, what's the halacha with that pot? With the milk and the meat mixture in the pot. This is the easy part.
I thought if the meat is not
batal,
is it shishin?
No shishin.
I think it's a problem.
What's the problem? What's the halacha? Just give me straightforward. What can I do with it?
It's a deraisa.
Can I give it to my cleaning lady?
No.
Why not?
Also, no.
Okay, can't give it to my cleaning lady. Let's say I say, you know what? This is terrible. I can't have it. Cleaning lady can't have it. No one can use it. I'm going to put a davar pogame in it. I'll add some dawn and I'll heat it up and I'll cook it like that. Right? I'll rely on the sheep to say bishlach for bissel by bossel b'chol to cook together.
Case,
so I'll cook it like
less
that.
Less than 24 hours.
My case is less than 24 seconds. back to back.
No, I'm saying if it's more than 24 hours, you wouldn't say that the time is pogame
already? Not if there's actual meat in there.
There's meat in the microwave?
I'm not in the microwave.
Oh.
I'm on the pot. That's why I said microwave will leave for a different cheshvin.
So we get it to the microwave. Oh, a non-clean, because the pot wasn't clean.
But it's got meat in it.
Okay.
It's got meat in it. It's got milk in it. It cooked together. Okay, it is exhibit A of basar b'chalav.
Okay.
Right? Also b'achil, also b'hanah. I said, okay, you know what? I'll put a davar pogame in it. Now, I read online, I saw a TikTok video that it's good for cleaning your showers. If you use basar chalav and dawn is going to get your showers clean and get rid of all the scaling on the walls, right? So now, but I was poging it, can I use it for the shower?
Does it stay asr b'hana? Is that the question?
That's the question. Does it remain asr b'hana?
I don't think you're allowed to be mena from a bitalis or chatila.
It wasn't batalis or chatila. Yes, it was right. It's, I'm not batal it, I'm poging it. Poging
doesn't have a din bitalis or chatila.
I don't think so.
Once it's aser, it's aser. It's probably
let's say, let's make it easier, okay? It was nafal. It wasn't on purpose. It was nafal. I had the dawn perched right up there on the shelf on top of it. And as I was going, ugh, and they, I went like this, and it hit it, and knocked it over, and now it's in there, and now what? It's boiling up. Now it's pogum. Can I use it or not?
I don't think so. Once it's aser.
Why not?
Because it's probably similar to the ashes on Pesach, that if you have the ashes from before Pesach, since it was never aser, you could use it. But if it's...
So chorchok kodem zman, muta banos lachar zman.
After zman, then yeah.
Okay, efshir. You have to ask yourself, why is that? Lachar zman, it's asur b'hana.
Once asur b'hana, it means asur b'hana if you burn it.
So the answer here is, you guys, you do know this. It's a perish gemar m'sachim, right? Basur b'chol, the Torah never uses lashon achila. So what do we get from the fact that Torah is lashon achila basur b'chol, basur b'ashi b'chol b'bo? Aside from the fact that we get the Echad Yisrael Bishlach, we get that what? But unlike other Isurim that are not also midiraisa shloka derech hanasan, basa becholov is also shloka derech hanasan. So that means that even though it's pogov and it be shloka derech hanasan, it's still also machil also behano. Because by basa becholov, nisra no shloka derech hanasan. The fact that it's pogov is not going to help you. Good. What would be, though, says the crazy Uplesi, this scenario? Instead of first the milk fell and then the dawn fell, first the dawn fell, then the milk fell. First the order. So the balsa was pogo before the chalav got it. Says the crazy Uplesi. So in that case, if you have balsa or pogo that mixed in with the chalav, that's not derech bishel, and it's not derech bishel. It's only derech bishel also. It's not also midiraisa, and therefore that'd be motor bahano. That'd be motor bahano. That's the crazy Uplesi's chop in this regard to argue, but because it's only derech bishel also Torah, that would be motor bahano. It's a fabulous question. Pardon?
Is it motor bahachila too?
Motor bahachila, no. Because no same tam live gam. Well, I shouldn't say it. This is a baser b'cholov, shiloh, would not be motor bahachila. No same tam live gam, only if you're not being nene from the gufa iser, which we'll come to. You're being nene from the gufa iser, that would not help you.
But the din of derech bishel is now doesn't apply to the iser achila.
It does.
So why don't you have the same hatter for his case?
Because it's not midiraisa, it's midirabanan.
But it can't.
Israel knows only when it's also midiraisa.
Isn't it crazy place is saying that they'll come only ask you when it comes to a midiraisa?
Yeah, but here it can come to a midiraisa, it wasn't pogum. Here it's much closer to a midiraisa because it wasn't pogum, but Tagabi and it's a midiraisa. So it's much closer to an midiraisa, and therefore it's not going to be mutter lechatchila, it's going to be mutter b'hana. Speaking of mutter b'hana, I want to throw out another question which I want to get to here at Hashem either Thursday or next week, and I'm going to go to this meeting that I should be at 12:30. Good thing, you know, 12:28 here on the recording. No on the recording has to know, right? Not time stamped. Here's the question for you. Do we get to Titoglar? Did we get that far? I heard we're hawking about
what was it?
Titol Gar.
We started today.
Okay, so I'm going to throw out a question for you to think about as you go through the sugya. It's a very interesting question. Okay, the halacha dictates the following: Cham l'sol tzonin. So we say that's mutter, right? Tzonin l'sol cham, hot into cold, that's mutter. Cold into hot, that's aser. Because titogvar, we paskin like Shmuel and the Gemara and Pesachim, that titogvar, it's the thing that's below that creates the status, not what's above. Good. We'll get into that in Mirtz Hashem, I said next time or the time after. Good. Now, the halacha dictates, though, and the Gemara says it, that even though Cham L'Soch Tzonein is mutter, but Ademeker Lei Efshir L'Bala Porta, as it cools down, it's impossible it shouldn't cause a little bit of a blita. Right? And then it's also G'day Klippa. Asker's kidei klipa. When you have a titol gvar, so an asker's kidei klipa, that means that if, let's say, a hot piece of meat fell into cold milk, wouldn't asker the whole meat, because the meat itself and the milk are heter, because we look at it like it's cold, but it would asker the outer layer of the meat. Is that outer layer of the meat asker ba'achila or asker ba'hana? Is that just nisra achila, is asker ba'hana as well? So something to think about as you're going through this. It's not clear in Shulchan Aruch at all. The Adifrayim brings down his far there, but it's not clear in Shulchan Aruch at all. Is it Osir Ba'achil or Osir Ba'anol? And what would it be Tolui on? What would be Tolui on? So I want you to think about that. Mirtz Hashem, we're still in Kuf in the afternoon.
I think
that's Dr. Kuval.
I like okay. To Kuf, personally.
Okay, so... Thursday is TBD. We'll decide what we want to do into on Thursday. We'll pause with that.
Where's the crazy
Placey? Crazy Placey, in part, is in Pei Zion. And the other part I have to find again. So. Yes, so this part, the last part is in Pei Zion.
Do we have to be cautious for Pei Zion?